Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. A Wichita funeral home marks a milestone achievement.
If I can help somebody as I pass along this way, my living shall not be in vain. And I believe that is what the Jackson family has always tried to strive to be.
Wichita's Jackson Mortuary marks 100 years in business. We'll hear more after the news. It's another day of extreme heat for the Wichita area. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch for Wichita and much of South Central and Southeast Kansas. The watch will last from noon until 9 p.m., with temperatures in Wichita expected to push 106 degrees. The combination of heat and humidity could make conditions feel even hotter. Experts say anyone working or spending time outside should take extra precautions to prevent heat exhaustion or heat stroke. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Kansas has made improvements in food assistance payment error rates, but may still have to pay millions when federal changes take effect next year. As KMUW's Roger Nomer reports, hunger relief advocates want to delay the deadline.
Under the Big Beautiful Bill, states will have to pay for part of their SNAP benefits if their payment error rate is 6% or more. Kansas had an error rate of 9.4%, a slight decrease from 9.9% before. That means it might pay around $40 million. Missouri's error rate was also down at 8.7%. It would still have to pay around $151 million. Elizabeth Kiever is the chief resource officer with Harvesters, a regional food bank. She wants Congress to delay the changes.
Both Kansas and Missouri has made progress on getting theirs down, but it's not where we need to be.
States could start paying the penalty in October. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the state will receive more than $225,000 from a multi-state settlement with genetic testing company 23andMe over a data breach. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
The breach impacted more than 51,000 Kansans. Kansas and 42 other states are a part of the lawsuit settlement. The payment to Kansas is relatively small, but the affected people were eligible to apply for part of a nearly $47 million class action agreement. The settlement resolves allegations that the genetic testing company failed to use reasonable security measures before a data breach exposed the personal and genetic information of millions of customers worldwide. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A Sedgwick County tag office in Derby will stop operations at the end of the month. The location was one of 8 satellite options created to help meet rising demand. Appointments through July 31st will be honored at the Derby office. County Treasurer Brandy Bailey says ongoing challenges prompted the closure. She says her office is looking for a new location that could process more transactions daily. People can continue making appointments at the main tag office at Douglas and Meridian or any of the 7 other satellite locations. More information is at sedgwickcounty.org. Residents of the Lansing Correctional Facility in Northeast Kansas are tending more than an acre of fruits and vegetables as part of a mentoring program. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
At Lansing's campus for people overcoming addiction, residents are growing tomatoes, corn, and other food and cooking what they harvest. It's part of the campus's focus on connecting residents with mentors. Leaders of the Kansas City Urban Farm Co-op, like Nicolette Page Davis, help out.
The joy that a person will find in planting a seed and watching it grow is something that teaches patience and it teaches care.
The farm co-op has been scraping together supplies for Lansing's garden, such as seeds and a 150-foot hose, with help from community donations. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Researchers at the University of Kansas say estrogen-based hormone therapies could protect older women from brain disorders like Alzheimer's. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service has more.
Robin Honey, who co-authored the study, says they examined brain images of more than 450 women ages 65 and older. She says they looked at women who had taken some type of estrogen-based therapy, like birth control or menopausal hormone therapy, and women who had not.
We actually saw pretty large scale structural differences in that those women that had been taking some form of estrogen therapy had larger regions of cortex.
Honi says the cortex is an important part of the brain that typically gets smaller with age. She says more research is needed, but preliminary studies show estrogen can help protect women's brains from memory loss. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
Wichita Public Schools will host a tour today at Adams Elementary School in East Wichita. It's part of the district's Tour Tuesdays this summer ahead of the November bond referendum totaling $615 million. One proposal in the bond is to rebuild Adams Elementary at a price tag of $42 million. The tour this afternoon is from 4:30 to 5:30. People are asked to RSVP at wpsbond.org. Details on future tours are also on the site. A U.S. House bill would create educational programming related to preserving the legacy of World War II veterans. The program is named after the late Kansas Senator Bob Dole, who served and was wounded in the war. Kansas Representative Derek Schmidt introduced the legislation Monday with Democratic Representative Julie Johnson of Texas. The bill would direct the Department of Defense to authorize grants to nonprofit groups or state or local governments to develop educational activities or public programming related to World War II history. We'll be back after this.
You may have watched spelling bees before, but you've never seen one like this. KMUW's You're Spelling It Wrong, a spelling bee for grown-ups, has pizza, adult beverages, sassy judges, and fun for everyone. It's Friday, August 28th at the Mint Event Venue. Sign up to compete or just watch the show. You can find tickets and info at kmuw.org.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. Jackson Mortuary marks its 100th anniversary this month. The funeral home is the oldest continuous black family-owned business in Wichita and was once led by twin brothers Val and Gene Jackson. Carla Eccles recently sat down with the twins' children, Michael Jackson and Debbie Dudley, about continuing the family legacy.
I read that your parents, your dads, the twins, sometimes would get paid not in dollars and cents.
Where'd you get that from?
Where'd you get that? Somebody must have told you that.
Eggs and whatever, you know.
Whatever they could pay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Especially when they started out.
Yeah. They did.
And we didn't have money either.
No, we didn't.
No, we took in. We had to give out, you know, and that was the premise of being in business. Maybe that's why the Lord let us be here for 100 years.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're not greedy with it.
What do you think they most appreciated about working in this industry?
I think it was a point of helping people and consoling people, showing some empathy toward their situation. Everybody has a different situation in this business. And so they were able to somehow get through the process of making it work. And that's what I did. I just watched them operate. And that was a bonus, too. I had two of them to watch. Well, my grandpa, three.
And now you were fourth generation, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And then your son, Torrance, fifth?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's personal for you all, because quite often, I'm thinking about your parents, they knew the people, right? Even in death. So it wasn't like somebody that you don't know. You may even had relationship with them.
Right. Some of the older people who had passed away were like aunts and uncles to me because they saw me in the business and I appreciated their prayers or whatever they gave to make it so that it still exists. And then it's just being in this environment and being trustworthy with the people you operate with, and they appreciate that.
And Debbie, I'm thinking too, you know, integrity is really important, isn't it,
right,
in the family?
That's right.
Because I realize that you don't work in the business, but people obviously still associate you. Of course, you're Jackson, and you look just like your daddy, Jeannie.
She laughed like him too.
And talk a lot like him too. I am so proud of Michael. And you know, I get emotional because he is daddy's son. And Uncle Val's son. And my grandmother used to always have this song
that she used to sing. And my mother used to play the piano over at Calvary. If I can help somebody as I pass along this way, my living shall not be in vain. And I believe that is what the Jackson family has always tried to strive to be. That is the motto.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.